نحمد الله تبارك وتعالى ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. This juz gives us the stories of seven prophets, six in Surah Hud, and the seventh has the complete surah for himself, and that is Surah Yusuf. There is the same pattern in commenting on all the prophets. What they call their people for consists in certain elements. Number one, Allah is. There is Allah. And this is common to all gods and religions. Not all people think that Allah is. And all the prophets maintain that Allah is. There is the Creator. Number two, some of the prophets have an additional message to deliver depending on certain particular abominations and sins committed by their people, like cheating, like being filled with others, like homosexuality. The mission of a prophet was to try and to tell his people to desist on this abomination. The same battle that is still ravaging today in the present time about the gays and gay rights, etc., etc. It seems to be an old problem, and its resurgence in our time is worth noting, because the far cry today is that it is a natural thing, it is something that was created in them. Some even say there is a gene for this and they can't help it, etc., etc. And shall we obey our present-day philosophers, or shall we obey what God says in his books, in the Torah as well as in the Quran? And if someday will come when those people who say, I can't help it, I have a gene for it, and another person will say, I can't help stealing, I have the gene for theft, and somebody else will say, I have the gene for killing, and he keeps killing people, I think the prospects for humanity would be very gloomy. And it is not your genes that you should obey. You should obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even against your own genes. If you say, be what you are, as they say today, humanity will be just a jungle of animals. And the Islamic view, and the logic and reasonable view, is be what you should, not be what you are. And the specializing element about humanity, about being a human, is that we are only a creature who feels like do something but says no. I want to do it, but I should not do it, I'll not do it. And this is the whole exercise of Ramadan, the month of fasting. I want to eat, I not eat. I want to drink, I'll not drink. I want to mate. I'll not have sex. Resisting your own self. Because if we leave ourselves to be obedient to our whims and our desires and our earthly calls, then we are neglecting God's element in us. وَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِمْ رُوحِنَا. God has instilled from His Spirit unto the human being. And this is the element in us that we should obey. It is also worthy remembering the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, مَا حَلَّتِ الْفَاحِشَةُ بِقَوْمٍ فَآذَاعُوا بِهَا إِلَّا اتَّلَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرَاضٍ لَمْ يَعْرِفْهَا أَسْلَفُهُمْ. Whenever an abomination is rampant against people, in certain people, and they try to publicize and spread it, but God sent on them illnesses unknown to their predecessors. And this is exactly what we are seeing today in the way of the AIDS epidemic, pandemic as a matter of fact, etc., etc. And so on. And the common thing about the six prophets in Surah Hud is that they came, they called, they were disobeyed, and eventually the disobedient people who did not respond to the call of God were destroyed. And then the special prophet Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam came to make some points by his life. To start with, that dreams that come true, as our prophet said, seeing dreams and they come true is 1/40th of prophethood. So it seems that Yusuf had this element even early in his life through the dream he saw about the 11 stars and the sun and the moon came and bowing to him. Then he went through the test that teaches us that things can look very bad, but as a matter of fact, in them God eventually has led much good. A child thrown to the depth of a well and left alone, what can be worse than that? But this was to send the people to get him out, to sell him in Egypt, to be dear in the palace of the governor of Egypt, and to be a very happy person as a young man. So although he was left in a crisis in the well, he became very happy in the palace. But there was another test there, and that was the test when the wife loved him and made every effort to have him reciprocate that love and have sex with her. And then there is again the value of being able to say to oneself, no, it is not becoming, it is not appropriate, it is not right to have sex with her. It might be pleasant, it might be ecstatic, but it is not right. And if wrong is pleasurable and right is difficult, a man of God should choose what is right, not what I feel like doing. Unfortunately, in our days, the cry is, be what you are. I would like to do what I feel like doing. Even the young man who was caught a few years ago shooting at cars on the freeway, and when he was arrested, he said, I felt like killing someone. it is not what you feel that you should obey. It is that you should do what must be done. And this is the greatest lesson of the Surah Yusuf and the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. And then there was an example of the nobility of forgiving, because he had his brothers admitting their guilt, but he forgave them. And I think a forgiving person is a very close person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And perhaps the best you can do to be forgiven is that you yourself should be able to forgive those who acted against you. And the more you read what the previous prophets went through, the more you learn patience, the more you read that what you do will be compensated, if not in this world, in the hereafter. What evil you do, you will find awaiting for you. What good you do, you will find awaiting for you. What forgiveness you gave to others who trespassed against you would be forgiveness given you when you are between the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking him for forgiveness. And it would be said, this person used to forgive people, let he be forgiven and enter into paradise. It is worthwhile thinking about what happened to the previous prophets. It is worthwhile for the young people of today to think of Prophet Yusuf when he was subject to the temptation and the decision he made. And everyone nowadays is boasting about sexual freedom, etc., etc. I think, alhamdulillah, we Muslims have not compromised so far on this. The church has. The Catholic Church is against liberal sex, but unfortunately so many Catholic priests now are accused of doing abominable things. In the Jew, amongst the Jews, amongst the Christians, it is a free sex. Sex is natural. Even the schools tend to teach that now we have various kinds of families, homosexuals want the right of marrying a man to a man, etc., etc. I hope Muslims keep their position in this, because things will turn around and they will come to the godly position. Now words like honor, like innocence, like chastity lost their meaning. They don't exist anymore. And we Muslims perhaps are the only hope for correcting the course of humanity. I hope sooner better than later, joining forces with like-minded people. It is upon our shoulders that humanity should swerve from the wrong it is heading into to the right Allah wants it to follow. And we ask Allah to help us doing that great message. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والحمد لله رب العالمين.